Welcome back to Sports Day, brought to you by Kia. Don't forget to drop into your local Kia dealer. Their seven-year warranty is up for grabs. It's always a seven-year warranty at your local Kia dealer, so make sure you drop in and tell them we sent you. And for Red Energy, a 100% Australian-owned gas and electricity retailer. This week's NAB Rising Star is yet another one from the Blues. David Cunningham has been named the NAB Rising Star for the round after a pretty good performance against the GWS on the weekend. I was lucky enough to see the game. I was calling it for Fox and Seven up north, and it was a superstar performance, really, from David, given the mate he was able to break the lines and use his speed. Great to have you on the program, David. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
You lived up to the expectation as well. I noticed that those that gave you the raps pre-draft from Oakley talked about your breaking of the lines and your speed and the fact that you're prepared to back yourself. It's not that easy sometimes to walk into an AFL team and have the confidence to use all those assets that you've got, but especially against the GWS. But you've been doing it, which is a great credit to you.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of my strengths, but as of yet, I don't think I've quite fulfilled that potential. I think a lot of the Giants players really broke the lines, like Dylan Scheel and Josh Kelly, and that's probably something I'm trying to emulate this year and in the future.
And obviously you've got a pretty storied history as well. You played in a flag at Oakley with quite a few players that are playing in the AFL at the moment.
Yeah, it was a really good year. Obviously we went back-to-back. I wasn't involved in my bottom age year, but a special memory there with a few guys now, like Tom Phillips, Ben Crocker, who are at Collingwood, Dan Houston, and obviously Jack Savani, who I'm playing with now at Carlton.
And you sound like you're fairly well educated. I understand you went to Melbourne Grammar.
Yep, that's correct. Went there from grade 7 on to 12.
So tell me the balance between, because I presume you had parents that expected a reasonable result given the fees that you got to pay to go to Melbourne Grammar. What was the balance between schooling and trying to get a good number at the end of year 12 and making sure that you got drafted?
Yeah, it was a tough year. I probably put most of my eggs into the footy basket, to be honest.
Yep.
I really had to balance my time well, but in the end, I got a reasonable score. Probably should have done a bit better. I came last out of my five siblings in terms of score, so that wasn't a great result. But in the end, it was good to be drafted, and that was my main goal from the start.
And did your Latin suffer?
Yeah, it did a bit. It's not an easy subject, especially when there's only 200 kids statewide who are doing it, and they're all pretty studious.
Can I ask why? What drives a person to study Latin these days?
That's a good question. I had a very good teacher in grade 7 and 8 that sort of spurred me on to try it right through my schooling years. And really, it's actually quite an interesting subject. You get a lot of background on the English language, and now I find myself knowing more words just on the basis of having done Latin.
And it helps you understand all the club mottos.
Yes, it does.
So what's the Carlton? You must know exactly what it means then, the Carlton Latin motto.
Yep, it means a healthy mind and a healthy body.
Oh, I'd say the study and the fees were worthwhile. Great to get a little piece of your background. Obviously, you've got a big future ahead, but it's only a week at a time at the moment. You've had three Rising Stars nominations for the Blues this year. You've had Sam Petrevski-Seaton and Caleb Marchbank as well. So things are on the rise at Carlton. I presume you can feel that.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty exciting to have a lot of youth in the team at the moment. And we're slowly getting sort of that performance density we're after from our younger brigade. But, we sit at 4-7 at the moment. The win on the weekend was certainly helpful to boost some confidence, but another big challenge on Saturday night against the Suns. So hopefully we can keep the ball rolling.
Absolutely. So playing against the Gold Coast should be, it's going to be a tight one. If you win that, it could actually still be a sneaky chance for the eight.
Yeah, well, we're not getting ahead of ourselves, but it's going to be a challenge. Obviously, the Suns are a hard-running team like the Giants, so We'll go in with a similar game plan and hopefully, yeah, add to our tally this year.
And I presume you haven't played a Metricon before?
No, I haven't.
So a new venue for you. Great to have you, and it's a pretty good story for the Blues. Obviously, they drafted you with the pick they got from Richmond for Chris Yaron, and you were a Juddy fan as a kid, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
So you're pretty
my idol growing up.
Okay, so you're pretty happy to have gone to the Blues then, obviously.
Yep, I've heard he may be joining the board at the end of the year as well, which should be nice.
Absolutely. Great to have a chat to you, David, and congratulations again.
Thanks very much, Troy.
David Cunningham, NAB Rising Star for the round from the Blues. That wraps it up from me. Great to have your company tonight. Don't forget, I'm back tomorrow night at 6. We'll catch you then for the good people at Kia and Red Energy.